So we are here with Ron Capps, our funny car champion this weekend in Chicago. He's the current defending world champion in the funny car category. First time you've won this particular event at Route 66 Raceway. You, back in the early days of this event, you ran the, I believe, the fall or the spring version of this race, right? Was
it they earlier? Said the fall race.
The fall race, okay. This is the sixth race win of the season, which is a career high for Ron Capps already. And I guess we'll just start right there. You're kind of on a tear in 2017.
Yeah, it's been a season you can't even, you know, dream about. Coming off the championship and then to win like we did the four races in a row. This weekend was just a bizarre weekend for us. I'm not sure you can tell from the outside what was going on in the camp. We didn't qualify in the top half, and that was because I couldn't keep the car in the groove Friday night and then the second run on Saturday. And we saw a lot of people having problems, and dragsters as well, so it's not an easy place to drive. It demands a lot out of you. There's a lot of crosswind, and with a stadium-type grandstands, in a funny car especially, you've got to be ready, because a crosswind will blow you over 10 or 15 feet. And so we did a lot of looking at that American flag down there at the right scoreboard, and then there's some campers that I saw their flags on the burnouts before I put it in reverse, and then it helped me a lot today. So we should have qualified better, and it may have looked on the outside like maybe we were struggling a little bit, and I'm sure some of our opponents might have thought the same. But as every Sunday goes with Ron Tobler, he wakes up in the morning and he is a big picture guy, so fun to race with, and he's taught me a lot, and I get up to drive that car to make him proud. And this weekend, on top of everything else with Terry, the fans were just crazy. You already knew how much she was loved, but people that had never met her before wanting to give their respects and, you know, and then to be lined up with one of her cars. And I set it down there. They dropped the body roll up, and I saw her standing outside my car because I guess you just get so used to it. And I had to shake my head for a second. Like, you're not used to her not being here. You know, then I do the burnout, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, there's her car next to me, and it was a strange race. And I never did see TJ. We knew it was going to be a good race. But, you know, this trophy obviously is going to go with Dawn, Sarah, and Megan. I said it out there how much we knew she loved drag racing, but we obviously didn't know as much. Dawn went to the service and the funeral on Saturday and came back and said this was her life. More than we even thought, how much she looked forward to coming to the drag races and spending, you know, with us and making kids smile. And like what he said, he could not believe every one of her friends, how much they talked about. That's all she talked about when she was back home in New Mexico. Unbelievable. It is believable, but so very emotional weekend. Bittersweet, but at the same time, you know, it's a DSR car, and I'm glad that we can give Don the trophy to do what he's going to do with her family.
One last before I turn it over to these guys. This is Ron Tobler's 60th win as a crew chief.
Is that
How
right?
How does it feel to be able to be the guy that gets that milestone?
That's huge. You know, he's a pretty storied career, you know, starting off with, you know, working as a kid on a top fuel, you know, going back way back, you know, with probably front motor dragsters. But Shirley Muldowney and all the championships. Doug Coletta, when he ran really well and almost won a championship and battled Tony Schumacher. That was Ron Tobler on Doug's car back then, and that was a lethal top fuel car. And then to finally get together with him in 2012 has been a dream, and I wake up every morning wanting to make him proud. And that's my number one job. And to give every time he gets a win, he's become an older brother. I say the word older because he's got gray hair. But he's really become family. And really become sort of a mentor to me.
Ron, from a racing standpoint, do you feel like you're like on the top of Mount Everest right now?
Yeah, it's coming off the championship, I could not have dreamed it was a bigger life changer than it was winning a mellow yellow championship. And so every race we've gone to is so much fun because I've said this before, I run into these fans now that I haven't seen since we won the championship. So these people coming up and slapping me on the back saying, champ, good to see you again. And it's like winning the championship and celebrating a little bit each time we come to these new races. So to win these races like we're doing and just win rounds, leading the points right now. It's you could not dream this big as a race car driver. And then we had the ESPY, nomination, which, a drag racer, some pretty awesome drag racers have been nominated in the past, and nobody from NHRA has ever won. So we hope we can change it. We don't know. We got a lot of people voting. It's Wednesday night. It's going to be a lot of fun to represent NHRA and go there. And just Peyton Manning, Conor McGregor, just some of the people I'm going to get to kind of rub elbows with for a night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm just looking forward to that and kind of representing NHRA. Yes, Mr.
You're
Wolf.
A competitor. You always want to win. Would your heart have been really broken if you didn't win against Tommy?
Oh, that's a Dan Rather question right there. No, it was, we knew going in the final it was a win-win with Don. But I wouldn't have been sad if we lost. And it usually takes quite a while for a loss to rub off and to get over it. We go in the trailer and we decompress, and before I go out with the fans, we make sure that we got it out of our system, because losing sucks to us. So it wouldn't have been bad to lose to that car, but we felt like we're all one big family, and I know she would be just as happy. She always has been if we win, and she's always the first one to come give me a hug and congratulate me. So, but it was a win-win no matter what.
I should have asked you this as well. Because of everything that happened in qualifying and everything, what was your confidence level this morning?
Not good. It wasn't good last night. I felt like they let the team down. Not the, those two runs, I let it get out of the groove, because I've really focused on trying to be better and be ahead of the car and not behind it, and I just felt like I was behind it. Tobler reminded me a lot of people had problems, even dragsters, a lot of them, and so it was not an easy place to drive. Steve will probably tell you it might have been easy for him, but it this place is great, but it is it's a handful as a driver, especially in a funny car. And so I didn't have a lot of confidence this morning. The first lap we went 4 flat. I felt way better. They did some aerodynamic stuff with the front to help me with the steering, and the car went right down the middle of the track. That gave me a lot of confidence from there and the rest of the day. But even the final round, I looked at that flag on the burnout, and it's full, just like it is right now, full step left. And I thought, man, just hang on to this thing when you get past the grandstands. And I did, and I steered into it, and it stayed in the middle as much as I could.
Is it safe to say, you've been doing this for such a long time, 3 decades plus, you're in your prime right now?
I feel like I'm peaking right now. I really do. I've known you a long time, and it's, I always felt like I took a lot of those years for granted with Snake's team.
Right.
Driving the Copenhagen, the Skoll car, I didn't think a lot about anything more than a step in front of me. I'd go up there, I'd roll it in deep, didn't matter, just having fun, and I was living in the moment a lot. And now I've learned big picture, lane choice, a lot of things I've gotten to be smarter about because of the people around me. But I'm in better shape than I've ever been. I look forward to it more than ever. I work as hard or harder than anybody at making our sponsor happy and representing NHRA and Mellow Yellow. I do. I feel like I'm at my peak. Not bad for a 30-year-old.
I was going to ask you, 51?
Oh, come on. You're going to go ahead. 52.
That's close. Jeez.
I'm old.
That's a youngster. That's a youngster.
The older I get, the less old seems.
That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it ain't, it should be.
Yeah.
Toby Keith, right?
Yeah,
that's the one I'm thinking of.